no. Oh. Oh. Oh, Pangborn. You gotta get a vortex with a cushion one of these days. Oh, my goodness. No matter how many times I star travel, I still get the giggles. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love the giggles. Tickles all over. Inside and out. Oh, well. Showtime.
Hey, wow, are you okay? You're lucky I came by, because I usually don't come by this airlock more than once. I never come by this airlock. Oh. Usually everything's delivered at cargo bay one, deck four. Say, you know, you're giggling. Were you on one of those Hyperlite extension tours? No. They always give me the hiccups. You need some help with that helmet?
What? Oh, thanks, Frank. Awful nice of you to wander by. Awful nice. Pangborn's the name. Enlightenment's the game. Cultural illumination. Not that you look like you need much. You've got a sheen about you. I can tell.
It might be my bald spot.
Could be.
You know, this helmet of yours here, did you notice it's got a pirate kind of insignia on it? What's the story behind that?
Well, there's not much to tell. Borrowed it.
And how'd you get here? Not many people come by this lighthouse, you know. Mm. Not many. Well, nobody. We've never had a visitor.
Oh, I tell you, traveling beyond the speed of light gives you an appetite. You know what you know? If you have an appetite, you know you're alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like bran muffins myself.
So, Walter, you say this is a lighthouse.
Hey, wow. How'd you know my name was Walter? Are you like some kind of mystic?
Observation, Walter. Read your name tag. Oh. True observation. The 15th and final law of the Velveteen Submission. So, this lighthouse here, is it a beacon calling to come hither? Or just a giant warning sign to stay off the rocks?
You know, it's more like a traffic signal, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You see, you know those big light-speed megacruisers that float from one star to the next?
Oh, yes.
Well, this place sends a tracking beam or something out to the ship. And the ship uses the star's gravitational pull and goes off that way.
That way?
Yeah. Oh. Look, I know I'm being pretty technical and stuff, but that's it in a nutshell. Hey, why don't you come on up to the living quarters?
Good.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
Well, it's a nice place you've got here, Walter. It's, comfy.
Oh, well, thanks, warning. Mr. Pangborn. That's all Annie. My wife, Annie. We've only been here 2 weeks, and look what she's done with the place.
That long?
Yeah, you know, she downloads these little hearts and baby bunny stickers, warning. And you can pretty much stick them to anything.
I noticed.
Walter, that thing is beeping again.
Yes, sweetheart. Uh-huh. I'll take care of it. Now, which one of these things is attached to the beep?
Oh, no. I don't think...
Darn. Which one
no,
is
no,
it?
Allow me. It's probably that one.
Warn.
Wow. Whew. Thanks a lot, Mr. Pangborn. Boy, that noise can sure get annoying.
It sure can. And you might want to recalibrate the warning aperture on that readout there sometimes. I mean...
I can sense these things.
Really?
Yes.
But just out of curiosity, I mean, I'm just passing the time here, Walter, but what would happen if a ship missed this lighthouse and just went on by?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it would go on to oblivion.
Oblivion? I almost went there once.
No kidding? You went to oblivion?
Well, up to the edge. To the brink, you know.
Hey, Annie. Annie, come here.
What?
Annie, you gotta meet this Mr. Pangborn here. He went to oblivion.
Well, not quite, just on the brink, looking over the edge.
Well, let me shake your hand.
Well, sure.
That's just amazing.
He went to the edge and back. Wow.
Oh, sorry about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?